the rest of the story. We'll never know what might have happened had little Steve stayed on Manhattan's posh Park Avenue. His daddy was a wealthy dress manufacturer, his mother a dress designer in the family firm. Maybe that's where Steve was headed. But then, when he was 10, his parents divorced. It was decided that Steve, their only child, would remain with his mother, and that they would move away. They did. To, of all places, a farm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Little Steve could never make up his mind whether he liked living in the country, mainly because living alone with his mother was so unpleasant. She was still angry with his father, and she took that out on her son. So if ever a little boy needed a surrogate father, it was Steve. Well, he found one. He found one in the father of his new best friend, Jamie. Jamie's folks lived only 3 miles from Steve's farm, so they spent a lot of time together. Jamie's father was a great guy. Quickly became a friend and a role model. Steve was constantly thinking up ways to impress and to please him. And one afternoon when Steve was 15, he did both. And that, well, that is the rest of the story. Steve's mother had placed him in a Quaker boarding school, but that did not prevent him from visiting Jamie's father, which he continued to do as often as possible. On this particular afternoon, Steve was prepared with a surprise for his hero. He had waited for just the right time when Jamie's dad was not otherwise occupied, and then the boy revealed that he had written his own play. Not just a play. It was a satire set to music, original music. Yes, Steve's effort was predictably amateurish. The story was about school and teachers and pupils, and the music was, well, it was, I guess, what you'd expect. But you know something? Jamie's father knew how important he was to this young man, how significant their relationship was at this crucial point in the boy's life. So Jamie's dad did what he knew he had to do. He took Steve completely seriously. The two went through the text line by line, no matter what the characters in Steve's play, however ridiculous, no matter that the music was transparent, even silly. Jamie's dad took this opportunity to encourage and to instruct his young friend, and to keep alive whatever was inside him that longed to express itself. Steve would later say that if Jamie's dad had been a geologist, he, Steve, probably would have become a geologist. That's how big a deal this second father was to Steve. But Jamie's dad was not a geologist. He was a lyricist. A lyricist. And one of the greatest who ever lived. The creator of the words which soar over the music of Showboat and Oklahoma, and Carousel and South Pacific, and The King and I, and The Sound of Music. For the neighbor boy's father was Broadway titan Oscar Hammerstein II. Who once upon a time gave a boy from a broken home an enchanted afternoon that would live happily ever after. In the incomparable art, in the music and the lyrics, of that same young boy who lived to become Stephen Sondheim. Now you know the rest of the story.